Paul started his life as being a rebel against God, against the church, against the establishment. And it's a wonderful way of getting into some of St. Paul's thinking. He writes, "I was violently persecuting the church of God and was trying to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many among my people of the same age, for I was far more zealous for the traditions of my ancestors." He'd forgotten God. He'd thought that he had all the answers. He thought that Judaism, in his time, had all the answers and didn't need anything else. But then he was subject to a life-changing moment. He said, "God, who had set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might proclaim him among the Gentiles." That life-changing moment, dramatized by him being thrown off his horse, struck down by this vision, blinded, converted, and went to Arabia. Now, perhaps some of us feel a little bit the same from time to time, a bit anti the church, a bit anti God, anti the whole paraphernalia which goes with religion. It doesn't meet my needs, we may say. I can find my own way out of this problem. But Paul teaches us to go one step further. There is a bigger picture. I may think I have the answers for today and tomorrow, but how do I react to this statement of Paul? "For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil." Isn't there something inside each of us which is facing that judgment, worrying about it, even if we don't admit it? But Paul came to a different conclusion. He'd been pulled out of that small picture into the big picture, and he recognized that there was a power within him which took him to another dimension. He writes, "For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them." This love, then, knows no death. This love is a fulfillment. It's a love which takes us to a very big picture. And how do we get there? We have to think, what is the transforming moment that each of us has to go through? In the Christian church, we talk about baptism, and Paul speaks of it like this: "We have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Because if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So what has happened in that baptism? Yes, a life. Yes, something has died, and something new has been created. Paul puts it, "We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin." So, our rebel, our anti-institution, our anti-God, is that a way of seeing only the small picture? Isn't there a big picture which sees us as not quite so confident and so full of solutions, and that we have to face death, and we have to look beyond death, and we are encouraged to look beyond death as freedom, not slavery, as love, as union. And the key to this is the new vision of Christ. Paul writes, "I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him." Paul had discovered that Christ is the key to the change, the transformation, not just in a ceremony of baptism, but in an ongoing attitude of mind which sees knowing the truth, the love, the values, the vision of Christ. Everything else is pale and fades away. "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection," he writes, "and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead." That is the new vision. "Because Jesus Christ has made me his own." Christ did all that, not as a party piece, but he did it for each one of us. Not just for those who are convinced and follow the ways of Christ ever more faithfully, but also for the rebel that we started off at the beginning of this talk feeling like, the one who feels against the institution. And we move from the institution to the person of Christ, and through the person of Christ to that wonderful optimistic vision of the future which Paul gives us. "When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen.